It's the worst way for them to lose in the situation they're in, and especially what they do for three quarters of the game. Jurgen Klopp references after the match that Liverpool do a lot of things that he sees, that he wants to see in the identity of them, and they do that for three quarters of a tough game at a tough place, and then we're basically just reminded of the fragility of all of this.
Yeah, I think it's worth dwelling on the fact that they play pretty well up until 75 minutes, and I think that's an important thing to dwell on. It's also worth dwelling on that in the context of the fact that Leicester finished fifth last year, now currently sit in third with a gap to us, and I think it's fair to say are a pretty good side. There's a bit of cognitive dissonance around Leicester where everyone sort of will talk them up a little bit before matches, and I don't think this is just a Liverpool thing, I think this is a general thing, and then find themselves thinking of them still as very, very plucky underdogs, which they're not. They're a really, really good team, and I think Liverpool, part of the reason why Liverpool have had the success they have had against Leicester and the success they have yesterday up until the 75th minute mark, is that they take Leicester deadly seriously and treat them as though they are one of the big teams in the country, and they have a proper plan for them, and you get to see that plan executed. And I think that Liverpool, for the first 75 minutes, broadly speaking, do that pretty well. They ride the luck on occasions. And again, that's a reminder that Leicester are a good side. You get to see the threat that, for instance, Barnes poses. Although he gets refereed, I would argue, in a manner that is kinder to the way that Sadio Mane and Mo Salah get refereed. But he poses a massive threat at all times. Vardy's obviously constantly dangerous. Maddison's rarely played well against Liverpool, but I think that that's in part the nature of the sort of player he is. And it's difficult in games like that. But my point is more that in all of this, you know, there's an argument that Leicester's most impressive performer by the time we get to the 75th minute mark is Wilfred Ndidi. And that's because he's got loads and loads to do. Liverpool stomp all over Yuri Tielemans brilliantly. Yeah. And they don't let him play his football, apart from a couple of segments just before half-time. They do not let Tielemans, and just after half-time, they do not let Tielemans play his football. And I think, again, proper plan, well executed. And I think that that's one of the reasons why the game goes so badly adrift from a Liverpool point of view.